The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Well, once the land was green and fine, and life was safe and slow. The world has turned too far around and dealt a crippling blow. For men have come to buy water and sullied up the shire. They've cut the trees, torn down the mill, and set the fields on fire. A hobbit's pride's in earthen home, and now they've tried to break it. We'll only bear so many trials before we will not take it. It's time for taking back the land. We can no longer stand it. Even a timid hobbit soul will fight when things demand it. So heed the call, my fellows. Bring bow and club and ire, and stand with us in Hobbiton. We're scouring the Shire. It doesn't take a thousand swords to beat these evil men. It only takes your courage, and together we will win. They often overlook us. They think the halfling tame. Let's show them quite another side. They won't forget our names. The silver horn is blowing. I'll heed its clarion call. They never should have pushed us till our backs were to the wall. We'll fight because we must, and we will win our freedom because our cause is just. For home and earth, not glory, we'll fight until they tire. It's small folk against the big ones, we're scouring the Shire. And when we raise a glass again beside the tavern's fire, for sure there'll be a toast or two to scouring the Shire.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and that was Scouring the Shire. It is from my new CD, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. You can still pre-order the album. I'm not sure how much longer you can do that, but you can for now. And I'm also here with my daughter, Kinsey.
Say hi, Kinsey.
Okay. You might be able to hear her throw things around. I'll have to find that later. Let me find another toy. All right, good. Okay, we're ready to go. So this is, again, going to be a little bit of a shorter show. Let you know a few things. First off, this week was the 6th anniversary of the Renaissance Festival podcast. That is my second podcast I started. Cat Lovers was the first one. And I think, I don't remember if this came next or if it was the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, but they were both started in July, I think. She's throwing things around everywhere. You have to, like, talk to the mic, Kenzie. The t-shirts, said she's reaching for it. The Celtfather t-shirts, I'm placing the order this week, or probably today, I think. So just let you know that's underway. And the really big news is that Firefly Drinking Songs, that album, those CDs should be arriving tomorrow, I think, on Tuesday. So if you pre-ordered it, I should have a copy for you very soon. And you should be able to order a CD from CD Baby probably by the weekend. I don't have a whole lot of big news this week, so I'm going to keep things rolling with lots of music. Next up is a new album from Master Bones Jangle and the Voodoo Island Cannibals. It's from the CD Lots of Booty. This is Maggie May. They were at a Sherwood Forest Fair and got a great sound. And they just finished their album just recently, so here is Maggie May.
Now gather round, you sailors.
And sailorettes.
And listen to me, please.
Do we have to?
And when you've heard me tell, you'll pity me.
No one likes a pity.
For I was a real damn fool.
Always were.
In the port of Liverpool.
And everywhere else in the world.
The first time that I came home from the sea.
Second, third, and
I was paid up at the home from the boys just year the old. £2.10 was me paid.
You get ripped up.
When I drew the tin, I grinned, but I very soon got skinned by a girl with the name of Maggie May.
Maggie May.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they have taken you away. And you'll never walk down my street anymore. So many sailors, skin so many whalers, that dirty rum and no good Maggie May. Oh, I shan't forget the day when I first met Maggie May. She was cruising up and down on Canning Place with a finger so divine, like a frigate on the line.
Really,
and me being a pirate, I gave chase. Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they have taken you away. And you'll never walk down Lime Street anymore.
Anymore.
Oh, you robbed so many sailors, skinned so many whalers, that dirty Robin Dogan, Maggie May.
Oh,
next day I woke in bed with a sore and aching head.
Yeah,
no shoes, no shirt, no trousers could I find. When I asked her where they were, she said, my very good sir, they're down in Kelly's Knock Shop number 9.
I know.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they have taken you away. And you'll never walk down Lime Street anymore.
Anymore.
Oh, you robbed so many sailors, skinned so many whalers, that dirty Robin Dogan, Maggie May.
Oh, you thieving Maggie May, oh, you robbed me of me pay. Oh, when I slept with you last night ashore, oh, the judge he guilty found her, robbing a homeward bounder, and she'll never walk down Paradise Street no more.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they have taken you away, and you'll never walk down Lime Street anymore.
Anymore.
Oh, you robbed so many sailors, skinned so many whalers, that dirty Robin, no good Maggie May.
One more time.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they have taken you away, and you'll never walk down Lime Street anymore. Oh, you robbed so many sailors, skinned so many whalers, that dirty Robin, no good Maggie May.
What am I saying?
Oh, you dirty Robin, no good Maggie May.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked he took more than his share. He fumbled around until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring, dilly, hi-yo, ring, dilly, hi-yo, he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by, and one says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See, I'm sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring, ding, dilly, hi-yo, ring, dilly, hi-yo. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Well, they crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so he could see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath the Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring, ding, dilly, hi-yo, ring, dilly, hi-yo. Oh, nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Well, they marveled for a moment. Then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As if they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow around the bonnie star the Scot kilt to lift and show. Ring, ding, dilly, hi-yo, ring, dilly, hi-yo. Around the bonnie star the Scot kilt to lift and show. Well, Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled toward the trees. Behind a bush, he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice, it says, "Look before his eyes. Ah, loud, I don't know how you been, but I see you won first prize." Ring, ding, dilly, hi-yo, ring, daddy, hi-ho. Oh, lad, I don't know where you been, but I see you won first prize.
That was The Scotsman by yours truly under the name Acoustic Celtic. It's from the album The Ultimate Celtic Songs for Sci-Fi Geeks. And if you like what you heard, you can either buy that on CD Baby or iTunes or Amazon, or you can actually get it for free when you sponsor Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. So that was done a few years ago, 2007 or 8. I just had Tori yak on the floor too. So this is an exciting time. Right now, my wife is upstairs on the phone, so I figured I would go ahead and record anyways, because Kenzie likes to be, likes attention too, don't you? She loves it. Don't you, Kenzie? Say something hi. Say something. She's just reaching for the mic right now. I've been featuring a bunch of podcasts recently, IndieNation.fm, Celtic Roots Radio, the Then and Now Show, Random Acts Radio, High Desert Meowsings, and 404 Funny and the Hearthcast. So there's a lot of places that have been featuring my music, and I wanted to ask for your help in being featured some more. If there's a podcast you listen to and you enjoy my music, can you do me a favor and contact the podcast, send them one of my tracks? I will be happy to email them permission. If they just want to, you can send them my email address. Mark@markgunn.com will do the trick. And of course, that's MARCGUNN. But let them know that you want to hear me on their podcast, and they can pick their song, whatever they like to hear. Because I have a whole bunch of different styles, different genres, different thoughts, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I've got another video from my friend Hagar Hahn, who sent me, he did a video with one of my songs combined with the Avatar, and now he just did one for The Dark Crystal. I haven't watched it yet, but I really would love to do some more videos. I want to do videos. Actually, I have this idea of getting Kenzie dressed up as a hobbit and recording a video with her as a hobbit. I just have to figure out, you know, well, first off, I need costuming. So if there's any people who, you know, do costume design and want to make a hobbit outfit for my daughter, let me know. And then, of course, you got to figure out which song I want to do and then videotape it and all that stuff. It could be highly amusing or not. And then, of course, I need to find someone to edit it because I haven't figured out that part yet either. All right, let's get back to some more music. Next up, I told you about the Celtic CD reviews at the Celtic MP3's Music Magazine. Next up is the Malarkeys. Their album, Bloody Brilliant, was just reviewed. This is SS Maccabee.
I wake up in the morning when the sun's already high. I'm feeling kind of seasick, but I don't remember why. I pull open the curtain and the ocean's all I see. I'm the captain of the SS Maccabee. I stagger to the wheelhouse and the first mate shakes my hand. He tells me it's a fortnight until we see the land. And meanwhile in the galley, yeah, the drink is running free. It's a good life on the SS Maccabee. Oh, the SS Maccabee, she's a tramp out on the sea. Her freight is coconuts, white rum and old whiskey. And if there was a captain as brave and bold as me, he'd be sailing on the SS Maccabee. I've been in love 100 times but never stuck around. My heart is never happy with my feet stuck on the ground. Salty air is calling, come join me and be free. I'm the captain of the SS Maccabee. Oh, the SS Maccabee, she's a tramp out on the sea. Her freight is coconuts, white rum and old whiskey. And if there was a captain as brave and bold as me, he'd be sailing on the SS Maccabee. I never drink on Sunday until the clock strikes one, but then I'll drink till Friday and the weekend has begun. Saturday we party and I think you'll all agree, it's a good life on the SS Maccabee. I've sailed the blue Pacific, the gray Atlantic too. I've stayed in every harbor from here to Timbuktu. And when my days are over, they'll bury me at sea. I'm the captain of the SS Maccabee. Oh, yes, that's Maccabee. She's a tramp out on the sea. Her freight is coconuts, white rum and old whiskey. And if there was a captain as brave and bold as me, he'd be sailing on the SS Maccabee. Oh, yes, that's Maccabee. She's a tramp out on the sea. Her freight is coconuts, white rum and old whiskey. And if there was a captain as brave and bold as me, he'd be sailing on the SS Maccabee. Yes, that's Maccabee, she's a tramp out on the sea. Her freight is coconuts, white rum and old whiskey. And if there was a captain as brave and bold as me, he'd be sailing on the SS Maccabee.
Really hard. I called on the maiden mama and the breaks down, you gotta fix it yourself. My karma broke down on the road to glory. My karma broke down, ain't that a shame? My karma broke down, I'm in purgatory, and I can't get a ticket on the astral plane. My karma broke down on the road to glory. My karma broke down, ain't that a shame? My karma broke down, I'm in purgatory, and I can't get a ticket on the astral plane.
Three weird... And that was Three Weird Sisters with My Karma Broke Down from their CD Hair of the Frog. I just want to remind you that I have a couple of shows coming up next weekend in Reston, Virginia, house concert. And then I'm playing at the New Deal Cafe in Greenbelt, Maryland. So please spread the word about that. Well, that's about all I have for this show. I hope you enjoyed it, enjoyed the music and whatnot. And I will be back again next week. So finish up the show with the Makeham and Spain Brothers. This is Kitty from Baltimore from their CD Up the Stairs. I will talk to you soon. Slasha.
Now when I was young, I loved the fun, like many the sporting play. I used to walk and likewise talk with the handsome, comely maid. In fact, to say this was the way that I spent my time alone, until I found that I was in love with Kitty from Baltimore. My darling love, she was like a dove, she was constant, kind and true. 10 times a day to me she'd say, sure I love no one but you. And after this we'd have a kiss, and I'd love her 10 times more. Oh, I'd surely die, I don't deny, for Kitty from Baltimore. But her father, Frank, I have to thank for being in this sad state. We couldn't endure a man so poor to marry his daughter. Came to me, young man, said he, your follies now give o'er. Or this very night I'll take your life in the town of Baltimore. So that very day I went away, and I joined the 98. I'm enlisted now, she broke her vow, so farewell to my true love, Kate. The note she wrote, my heart near broke as I read it o'er. Saying I'm married to one, he's a farmer's son near the town of Baltimore. Thank you. Take my advice and don't be led astray. Don't ever mind them women kind or anything that they'll say, for they'll say they love no one but you, and they'll swear it o'er and o'er. Then they'll curl their hair and they'll leave you there like Kitty from Baltimore.
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.